Friday.
Parashas Emor starts with the inyan of Emor Kahanim Nevzei Tamei Bamov, the Isur of Tumas Meis Tokoyin. Chazal say that Medrash starts over Yos Hashem Tehoire Medrash Lad, that the mitzvah of Tumas Meis for a Kohen lasts forever. In other words, because it came about as because they were Reish Shemayim, therefore it would be a tzivui forever. L'chur all tzivuyim are forever, and the pshat in the Chazal is that even though in Yoni Beis HaMikdash and in Yoni the mitzvahs essays of the Kohanim and in Yoni Avoda Kohanim terminate when the Beis HaMikdash is Charev and it doesn't last, and L'chur Tuma is something that lasts. L'chur Tuma should have been limited to Beis HaMikdash because the Yoni Tuma are be'ika something that akilu astira to the Beis HaMikdash. B'cholzo is it something which is shayach forever. So we'd like to understand the nakuda of the problem of Tumas Meis that shayach be'etzim to a koyin, even if it's not kosher to Beis HaMikdash. In other words, it's mashma that's a pegam in the nefesh, just like the Moshe Grusha is a certain Prisus, and it's a pegam in the nefesh for a koyin. So Tumas Meis, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's a certain inyan that it's a pegam, and specifically in a koyin, something with the inyan of what a koyin is, that Tumas Nefesh is a pegam in the Etzim koyin, and not dafke because it'll shter the Beis HaMikdash, or Beis HaMikdash will come tell me, or whatever. It has a second aspect to it, understanding a little bit the tum of Tumas Meis, the sheirish of Tumas Meis in the world. Klal Yisrael is also called Mamlechas Kehanim V'Goy Kodesh. In other words, Yisrael Beno Umais also has a certain Nekud of Kohen, and a certain Nekud of Kohen itself is doesn't apply, the halachas don't apply L'mais L'maisa, but certainly the Teichin and Yonim apply. Doesn't just mean Mamlechas Kohanim that they're very chashev and they're supposed to be marbit Torah in the world. There is a nekuda, whatever a kohen is, in the oilam of Aveda that the kohen has a role in, that applies to Klai Yisrael as well. And b'meila the inyan of Tumas Meis, even though halacha l'maisa negia b'tuma is not negia to us, still there's an inyan mitzad the teichin of Tumas Nefesh, Tumas Meis, that has a shayach to Klai Yisrael. And to try to understand when we'll understand the etzem tum of Tumas Meis, we're going to understand what is shayach to Klai Yisrael. There's in the difference between Meisim and Chayim, there's a very strange sifri. The sifri says, it's a sifri in Parshas Pinchas. Yifkred Hashem alakeya ruchos lechol basa. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu should entrust Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Elikea Ruchos Lechol Basa, should appoint a manik for Klai Yisrael. It's in Parshas Pinchas where he's going to appoint Yeshua and so on. Magid HaKosev Shekola Ruchos and Yoytis El Mulfanav. All Ruchos stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elikea Ruchos. Rabbi Leazer Benoi Shal Rabbi Yisrael Gloi Meir Simen Zeyye Biyotcha. Shekolzman Sheodom Nosun Bechayim Nafshei Pekuda Biyat Koinei. As long as a person is living, his nefesh is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema Shebiyodei Nefesh Kol Choy. That's the pasuk says, Biyodei Nefesh Kol Choy. Meis, when a person dies, Nesuna Ba'oitza, the neshama gets put into Oitza. Shenema Va'isa Nefesh Adoini Tzrua B'Tzrua Chayim. So it's a very, very modna inyan that Chazal is pointing out. They're saying, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Delekeh Ruchos Lechol Basa. That is correct. But there's a simon to distinguish between the Meisim and the Chayim. The Chayim are Biyodev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nafshe Pekuda Biyad Koinei, whereas the Meisim are in Oitzer. What does it mean that, I mean, for a person, for Basa V'dam, when he's it's too hard to carry so many things. So you say, listen, the things that are not so important, lock away, put away someplace, and the things that are very important, carry with you. it's saying about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that, and Keilu Chazal were trying to point out the difference between Chayim and Mavis. The difference is that Chayim is a and Mavis, both of them are, the Ruchos are Kayim, the Neshama is always Kayim. So how do we distinguish on a Neshama level between a Chay and a Meis? Because the Ruchos are all Yetzim Ulfanav. So on that, the Sifri says that this is B'yodai and this is B'Oitzrei. Where's that Nafkemina? What's the Nafkemina between Yodai and Oitzrei? So let's take a look over here between, there's a parsha here in that Chazal bring down the Shtol Tzu, and where we will try to learn it up, and we'll see. It's a Medrash Rabbah over here. It says, Maik Siv L'mayla Min HaInyan. What's the previous Inyan that we're coming off? In other words, Parshas Emor is coming off which Inyan? V'ish oy isha kiya bem oy v'yedayni. There's a, in the previous Seder it says that you're not allowed to be Dorish al HaMesim, and V'mayla, so you see Mesim is a bad thing, and therefore you have you have the parish of Tumas Meis. So it's very, very strange. The Isser of Darshing El Meisim seems to be an Isser of a type of Avodah Zarah. It's not that the Meisim, but rather that it's a type of Avodah Zarah. It's the problems of Avodah Zarah. Chazal here say no. The problem is not the Avodah Zaradik part of it. The problem is the Mason part of it. And Chazal give us a tzustel where you see that the Nekuda is Mason. Rabbi Shua, the Sichnam Shem of Levi, V'ish se shol, V'ish azu eishas balasayit. It says Shol HaMelech killed out the ear in Noivakanim, and when he was fighting his final battle, he was desperate, he didn't know what to do, and they were fighting against him, everything was going bad, and he didn't have who to ask. So he went to a woman that was a Balas Ov, and she brought up Shmuel HaNavi. So Shol HaMelech was Niskak to Oiva Yudeini. Reb Levi b'shem Chamech Nira Mike Siv, it says Vayisar Rak Lamala, that if you do good, you will always be on top. So he says Muta Paraloi Lishol Burim Vitumim Shal Maila V'loy Be'Oiv Yudein Shal Mata. He should have rather gone to the Urim V'Tumim and not gone to Oiv Yudeini. That's V'Husham Alavodav Bikshu Le'Eishes Balas Oiv Elchaler. Lashon Chazal here is strange like anything. What do you mean? It's like saying, you know, if somebody has a question of two Hechsherim, so he says Hechsher A is a little bit better than Hechsher B, you should rather go with Hechsher A. But if a person is eating Chaza, and so I tell him, you know, instead of eating Chaza, you should eat something with the top Hechsher. I mean, he's saying, you know, Shol, instead of asking Oiv Yedoini, should have asked the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim is the Spitz of Kedusha. Urim V'Tumim is Kodesh Kadashim. Oiv Yedoini is the Isser. Part of the world of Kishuv, part of Avodah Zarah. I mean, Chazal is saying it's better that you should have. Well, what does it mean? Also, the Pirkei Rav Loza says that Shmuel HaNavi was bigger than other Nevi'im because he said Nevuah when he was alive and he was dead. When do you say Nevuah when he's dead? When this Balas Ov brought him up. So was it a good thing? I mean, it's mashma mitzat Shmuel HaNavi, it's a godless. It was Shmuel HaNavi all over again. It was Shmuel HaNavi saying Nevuah. So what's the problem of it? So Chazal go through the embarrassment of Shol, the fact that Shol had killed out the Ovos Yironim, and he had killed out the Kohanim. But Chazal say at the end, they say that they describe the whole scene of the Ov and the Ov and Yidoni, how it worked. And then it says that the Gmaila of Shol. Shol asked Shmuel HaNavi. Omaloi. So Shmuel HaNavi told him, you're going to die. Tomorrow you're going to be killed in battle. Your mluchel will be taken away from you. Your kids will be destroyed. And that's that. Amaloi, so he told him, V'in me'arak. And let's say he run away, what would happen? Amar, he told him, in arakt at mishtiziv. If you will run away, you're going to be saved. V'imata me'kabel lachem midas adin, mocha ata v'nachimi. But if you me'kabel midas adin, you and your children will be with me. In other words, you'll be in Olam Haba. And Chazal Darshan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very nispol from it, and he said, Re'u Briya Shabrasi Be'lami, there's Mekabal Didin B'Simcha, and so on and so forth. So Chazal seemed to be very Meshabeach, what Shaul did. And yet, if you take a look at the Psukim, it seems as if they're a terrible thing. He was Dairish and Ovi Yad'oini, and it was a big pagam, sort of a Mida K'neged Mida, there was Nenash. So how do we understand? It was Shmuel HaNavi, it's a Nevuah of Shmuel HaNavi, and yet it's Ovi Yadolni. It's Shaul HaMelech is considered a big hero, that he accepted the Midas HaDin graciously, and yet he's considered, Chazal say, he should have better gone to Urim V'Tumim rather than Ovi Yadolni. What was he missing? He had Shmuel HaNavi, and he was Mikadosh Shem Shemayim, and whatever else there was over here. Let's take one more point of contrast. Shaul was one melech that he was told he would die, he would get killed, and so on. So there's another melech that had a similar parsha with a different twist to it. Chizkiyah melech took ill at a young age, and Yeshaya came to him and said, "Koyam Hashem, I have a nevuah from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tzav lebeischa, go and write up your will. You're going to die and you won't live." So Chizkia turned around and was bowed to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yeshaya and he told him, "Go and tell Chizkia, I heard your tefillah. I'm going to give you another 15 years." And then he said a whole shir, a whole song to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lechura. And the Gemara says, what do you mean, there was a Nevuah? So the Gemara in Bracha says that he turned around to Yeshaya and he says, "Kalach lecha ben amoitz, minuvoascha, kach mekublanim beis ovish, afilo cherev chada munachas al tzavosh odom, al yisayash merachim." Leave me alone with your Nevuah. Nevuah is not really ultimative. I have a Kabbalah that nothing will shter tefillah. Why didn't Shaul do the same thing? I mean, here you have the same Agzai Din from a Navi. Here was Yeshaya, he was Shmuel. Both of them told him they're going to die. Why didn't Shaul think it's filler? So, good. I mean, you know, it's that was a Madreg of Chizkiyah, but there's a deeper Nakuda here. And the Ishbitz explains it. It's his Yisoid, and it's a very, very fundamental Havana and Tfis in the Inyan. We don't find any davening for people who died, they should come alive again. If a person is sick, no matter how sick it is, with mispal, 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 if a person dies, we bury him and we say ani maimin b'muna shleima, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mechayel de Meisim, Shriyala, Sarat, Simafonav, and so on and so forth. There is no Avedev Tefillah. It says, there's a Rashi from Madur Kaman, the Shittim Kubetz and Ksubis. It says when Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Nifta, they would be Mispal, and when they were Nifta, so they said, anyone who says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Nifta, we're going to kill. So Rashi explains, Shal Yishayish, because if they hear it, they're going to be Messiahish min Rachmim. So, Chaim and Mavis are situations where the Tfisa of in human Tfisa, Chaim is the Gvulas, it's the boundaries of Asiya, it's the boundaries of human grasp, human ability to accomplish, the whole range of the human metzias, and its tfisa in avoda is in the tchum of chayim. Misa is the makom where there is no more, there's no change. Yofa Shahas and Chuva Maisim Toyim Bolam Haza Mikol Chaylam Haba. In other words, flux, change, human ability belongs only in the world of Chaim. That's what Chai is. Misa, to us, is the world of inability. The person has no more ability. Anything that has to do with Misa is out of our reach. Both in, we can't be mispalel. Chilas HaMeisim, the world of Misa has no shaychas to us. Human beings have no achizas yad in that world, and that's that. That's true as far as our perspective outwards. It's also true from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa down here. There is Chayim, anything, Avodah Zarah is called Zivchei Meisim. It's Zivchei Meisim because Avodah Zarah belongs to the world of Misa. Because Avodah Zarah, forgetting the fact each particular Avodah Zarah is not true and so on, the Metzius of Avodah Zarah is that a person worships that which is. The Metzius, Avodah Zarah, perpetuates the Metzius as it is. The Musig of Bechira, of Bechira Ishus, is alien to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is, there's a God of this, we are powerless in the face of the gods. We can deal with them, we can appease them, but basically it's a metzias where the world is what it is, and that's what it has to be, and so on and so forth. That's the mahalchim of Avodah Zarah, and that's why it's called Zivchei Meisim. Belongs to the world of Misa. There's a word from the Kotzke, Lehei Masecha Leisaselecha. The word Masecha means molten, but in Yiddish the word molten means frozen, gegossen. It's kind of, it's like when you see metal that's been poured, it has a very set look to it. It's very, very, it's frozen in one place, as opposed to when it's welded and joined, it moves a little bit, shifts a little bit. It's very frozen. In other words, the gods are gods of frozenness. That is the world of Misa. Then there's a hashpa to the world of Chaim, because Bechira is at the core of the living. Because something which is living is always moving, the heart's beating, the lungs breathing. That la halacha, the only things that are the only things that are in a state, the only thing that determines Misa is a person's stopping movement, stops breathing, and heartbeat. The brainwave, it wasn't around then, but it wouldn't make a difference because it's not motion. Chiyus is categorized by flux, by change, and therefore the world of Chaim is the world of change, of an ability, of bekoyach to do something. The world of Misa is yonomo bekoyach to do it. That's what Chazal say in Sifri. The difference between Chaim and Meisim is whether it's beyod in HaKadosh Baruch Hu or in an oitzer. The it's not talking klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, the mushal does not, even as a mushal, that it has no nimsh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no reason why he should lock it up and he can't keep hold of it. It just doesn't have any havana. The difference is klape us. Kolzman, we're living. So the sense of it is that we're still in a state of change. Biyodai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that a person can change. Just like when I hold something in my hand, I can shape it, I can change it, I can put it down, I can pick it up. When I lock something away, the sense of locking something away is that it's finished, it's not going to change, that's the way it is, it's being stored. Which is basically an oitzer, is to keep things as they are. That's the definition of an oitzer. So the neshamas of the meisim are, we are in an oitzer, whereas when we're living, we're in chayim. That is the base. That's the way Chazal defined for us the difference klapenu between a meis and a chay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world two mahalchim of Chaim and of Mace. That which belongs to Olam HaChaim has one mahalach, that which belongs to Olam HaMesim has another mahalach. Oyven Yiroini is not so much Avodah Zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, let's think about it a minute. What's the problem of having a Navi Sheker, of Dashen? He says Navi Kamoini Yakim. In other words, all the Kishim, all these things is terrible. Navi Kamoini. But by the Oyvim Yedoni of Shaul, Shmuel came. It really was Shmuel. Chazal say Shmuel was Menabe. So where's the problem? It's a Navi Kamoini. Shmuel was even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. When he was living, Shmuel Navi was Shmuel Navi. The Teretz is, but the Tzinar through which it was coming, the pipeline through which Shmuel HaNavi was speaking, was the pipeline of Misa. And therefore, even though mitzad Shmuel HaNavi, he was still a Navi, and mitzad Shmuel HaNavi is saying the Bur B'chaim Misa, the pipeline that it comes through is through Misa, and that passes it. And we'll explain why. The difference between Chizkiyah and Shmuel HaNavi, we asked that both of them got a message they're going to die, and they responded very differently. Chizkiyah heard it from a living Navi. The living Nevuah, in the world of living Nevuah, there's a klal that Nevuah Ra can change. That even if it's Koyama Hashem, Tzav LeBeischok, there is nothing that Tefillah can't accomplish. Tefillah is always built on the sense of the person that nothing is absolute klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meimis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaya. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geizah Misa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Geizah Chaim. Tefillah is called Meloshan HaTorah, Vayetar, like, so Chazal say like an otter, like a pitchfork, that it can turn things around, because it does. There is no mitzias muchletes in the world of where tefillah reaches out. Tefillah is something that shayach to turn things around. We can never look at any mitzias in the world of chayim that is absolute. Just like mayan chayim keeps changing, you can't look at the water and say, oh, this is the water. It's always changing. The mitzias in the world of chayas changes, and therefore you can't absolutely determine something as being shayach to Misa. Chizkiyah HaMelech got his nevuah from a Makor Chayim, and therefore that nevuah played itself out, allowed him a makom tefillah. Shaul HaMelech got Shmuel HaNavi's nevuah, but he got it from the tzinor of Misa. He got it through Oyvim Yedoini, and in the tzinoros of Misa, the message is absolute. Shaul HaMelech had two choices. He could be mekabel the gzar din be'ava, or he could run away. But there was no third choice in his mind, because the type of nevuah that comes from the channels of Misa are minutik. They don't have the ability to change at all. They're frozen. In other words, had he been able, that's what Chazal say. We asked the question that Chazal say, shouldn't he rather gone to the Urim V'Tumim than gone to the Oyv Yedoini? So we asked, I mean, Urim V'Tumim is Kodesh Kodoshim, it's a mitzvah essay. The Shmuel HaNavi is going, it came through Oyv Yedoini, which is an Isser. So what's that sort of the nuance, kilu? It's a better quality. Teretz is Chazal are not talking about mitzad the maise of Shaul HaMelech. Mitzad Shaul HaMelech's maisim, this is an Isser, and this is mitzvah. But we're talking about the quality of the nevuah. The maise nevuah itself, it was Shmuel HaNavi's nevuah. It was emes. It was coming from Nevi'i emes. There wasn't a Navi Sheker. There was an emes and nevuah, and Chazal called it that way. Chazal says Shmuel HaNavi was great because it was Menabi v'efter Moisei. but he was being, but Saul was sipping, it's like you sip medicine, somebody takes medicine with a dirty spoon. So the medicine, it's not a problem with the medicine, the problem is in the spoon that he took it from. The same thing, since Shaul HaMelech was Dairish, even though the Shairish of the Nevuah was real Nevuah, it affected him negatively because it didn't leave a makom for tefillah. Just like we can't be mispalel on Mesim, because Mesim are past the world of tefillah, so too the makom of Nevuah that comes from Mesim, I don't know if it doesn't suggest itself to tefillah, doesn't not mashpia tefillah. I don't know where it happened, but tachlis was that the channel of tefillah didn't exist that type of nevuah. So the Tzina made him that in the Bria, the real difference between we understand that Chayim and Misa are two physical matzavim. Chayim, because you're active and physical and so on, you can do things. And Misa, you can't do things. That's the way we take it as Shitchis. The real truth is it's the other way around. Wherever there's a makom of Misa, wherever there's a makom of not doing, wherever there's a tfisa of beyond, that shayach to olam of Misa. Wherever there's a tfisa of doing, that shayach olam ha-chayim. Of the different inyanim of ruchnias, the one that's called avoida is tefillah. In other words, every single avoida, every single mitzvah accomplishes something. It creates a malach toiv. It makes a change in the world. Definitely, by dint of the fact that a person did something, some sort of change is engendered. That's you push it. And yet, Chazal described tefillah, miloshen vayetar, because it can turn things around. In other words, the mashal is really very, very meduyak. When a person plants and reaps, he gets new things. He's able to harvest a new crop. When a person turns things around with a pitchfork, he's not creating something new, but he's engendering real change in that which is. It's the same pieces, but the pieces get scrambled in a way in which they have a different tzura to themselves. Tefillah is called avoida because in the world of ruchnius, tefillah is really something which creates the great change. When a person has a mitzvah of bal yad, a person has a mitzvah of tzitzis, puts on tzitzis. A person has a mitzvah of tefillin, puts on tefillin. So he's accomplishing it, but he's basically, it's like when you paste the stamp on the square. He's putting the pieces in the right place. He's taking it min ha-koyach al-apoyel. In the world of tefillah, the a person can scramble the pieces around and come up with a lot of different combinations, a lot of different inyanim, and so on. Kohuna is the site of avoda, and that's why kohanim are those people that belong to Amur Avoda. Tumas Meis is specifically shayach to kohanim. In other words, being that Tumas Meis is a stirat avoda, or like we said before, tefillah is not shayach ela mesim, it's not shayach mina mesim. It doesn't have, the Chavetz Chaim says that when you go be mispalel on the kivrei tzadikim, you should be very careful not to be mispalel to the mesim, you should mispalel b'schus ha-mesim, and so on. Tefillah is something that doesn't, it's of all the mitzvahs and mesim tovim, it's the sharpestly contrasted to the olam ha-misa. Therefore, it doesn't belong to. It's a complete steer to the world of kahuna, and that's why kahanim, Yiras Hashem Tohore Medes La'ad, that even after the Avodah B'Poyel is not around, but since Kohanim are Oivdim, that's their Metzias, they have to separate themselves from the world of Misa. They can't be Shayach themselves to the world of Misa, because Misa is Betzim Estiratut. And Klal Yisrael, as much as Mamlechas Kohanim, means that within the Bria, they are the Oivdim. They're also Shayach to the Sinyan. And let's explain a little bit how. You know, it's in what sense? I mean, the halachas of Tumas Meis don't apply to us if we don't go to Beis HaMikdash or we don't need Truma. So in what sense is Tumas Meis Shayach to Klal Yisrael? In the Koiches HaNefesh of a person, if we to ask ourselves, what is when the Sfarim, Chassidish Sfarim and Balei Musar and all other Sfarim dealing with Avoda and people and human nature, when they want to describe Koiches HaNefesh of a person that are close to Tumas Misa, the thing they describe is Yiyush and Marashchera, depression, down, mooded, and so on. That is somewhere seen as being when we talk about Chayim and Mavis, not as that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposes on a person, but rather in the Koiches HaNefesh of a person, the Koiches HaNefesh of a person that are Shayach to Misa is depression and so on. Obviously, that which is inflicted on a person, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's realm. That's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's meimis and mechaya. For a person who suffers from Marash Chayr, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is imposed on him, that's Nisyonos. And that we have no shaykh. I mean, we don't have the ability to deal with it on love avodah. It's dealt with in its oifanim. But in the mini sense, a person divides up after an initial enthusiasm, a person is exposed to Avodas Hashem. A person then cuts up the pie and he says, "This is not for me. This I'm not shayach to. Forget about that. No point in this," and so on. He doesn't at first. The person just stops trying to do it. And at some point, he's not even spoiled for it. So let's take a young boy who's very impressionable, and somebody pumped him up. He's going to be a Vilna Goyen. And he tries hard, does crazy things, and doesn't become a Vilna Goyen. And then he tries to be a very big Talmud Chacham, and he's mispalled, and so on. And then it slips away, and he's still mispalled. And the final spark that becomes extinguished is when the person stops even thinking or hoping, doesn't even have any ambition for it, because it's not shaykh to him. The day the person extinguishes that hope or that aspiration, he was geyser misa on that chelak of himself. In other words, misa is the point that point onwards, there is no longer the possibility of any avoda. Tefillah is still the last strong. If a person has hopes of something, if a person thinks he can attain something, so he davens for it. When his heart's no longer in it, even to daven for it, he's cut it off and it's become misa. So, if realistically, let's take the mashal, a person is not going to be Vilna Gaon, so obviously the tefillah was also tefillah shav. I mean, if he's not shaykh to it. But in as much as a person could be much better than he is, the problem is, what happens is, it's not only the pshat that we stop hoping for the Vilna Goyen. A person takes a snapshot of his matzav as it is, freezes it, and says, "This is what I am." So b'meila, there's no makom tefillah. Every tefillah is that there's a hope in your heart past the point you are, and a thought or an ambition that you really could be there, and you'll push it. If a person has none of it, then the pshat is, in a sense, he's a mace. He's basically being, when he's looking up to Mishnah Berurah, in a sense, he's being derish, he wants to keep the halachas that he's keeping. There's nothing where he's going to go further than what he is, because he's, it's not only that he's cut out the things that are realistic, he's cut out any sense of being more than he is. That is the definition of Misa. That's Tumas Meis. The Koiches HaNefesh, a person can be Goizem Misa on himself, Mitzad, his Koiches HaNefesh, and therefore he's, practically speaking, not he's spending the next 100 years not accomplishing anything, because he cut himself off from anything beyond himself. So Avoida, the deepest shayrish of Avoida, just like Chaim and Mavis, lies at the heart of all Pu'ulos Saddam. The entire scope of human activity is bounded by Chaim and Mavis. The mitzad, the panimius of a person's Avoida, it's bounded by Chaim and Mavis. The definition of Chaim and Mavis is where a person senses an ability to change. And the when a person, the mashal, where the mistake starts is in two places. First mistake is that a person takes a snapshot of himself and says, this is what I am. If this is what you are, for good, so what's the point of living another 100 years? Tachlis, that's it. If you don't feel and you have no ambition, and you don't believe that there can be something can change, then basically you're there, and that's it. So why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you another 100 years to live? You will gaze a misa on yourself, be a dime. The person, and it comes, the tfisa in maisim that come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu depends really whether you get it from Urim V'Tumim or you get it from Oyvi Yidayni. And let's understand, because this is really where the sheirish of that attitude comes from. Every person goes through life where things are thrown at him. And a person can deherit. The closest we come to nevuah or to hashgacha or to a sense is where things happen to us. We unfortunately don't have any more nevuah. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't talk to us in words. But in my and every step of the way, something gets put in the way. The person who's, if a person's deheres things, or in v'tumim dik, coming from keil chai, then he deheres it as being part of the world of change. So if a big block is tossed in front of him, the person says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's teaching me to jump. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's teaching me to think so that I know how to get around it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is redirecting me to another place. In other words, his elementary grasp of what's happening to him is in the world of chius, in the world of changing and what should be happening. The person whose taifis thing oivis v'yidainistik, the person whose taifis it as it comes from Mark of Tuma says, well, that's it, I tried. A big wall was slammed in front of me. Finished. I'm here, and that's it. The problem starts at the very heart of it. Where does a person? How is a person being yoinik from the metzias around him? Is the metzias against him, or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu using the metzias to change him? Those are two tfisas in emuna. One is a tfisa of kedusha, or in v'tumim dik, like Chazal say. Keil Chai, a Navi Chai, and the other one is a Tfisa that's Yoinik from Misa. And that's why Ovis Yedainim is such a sharp contrast to Kahuna. Ovis Yedainim is the world of Misa, and this is the world of Chayim. It's important because for anyone who's awakened to Sama Veda, this is the hardest part. As a person goes on in life, he gets jaded and he gets experienced that, yeah, it's not, you know, you have great plans, they don't come to fruition, and so on and so forth. So a person gives up bechlal, planning ahead, pushing ahead, thinking ahead, aspiring. person has to know the day he stops aspiring. If he's aspiring to take one step, he's living. An old man that hobbles a step, then he's living. He's slower, but he's living. The person who comes to a complete stop is dead, by definition. The world, the difference between a slow step and sitting in one place is not a meter or two of space. It's a difference in chayim and mavis. It starts with the heart, with losing ambition and aspiration, ruchnius, and down bottom at the core, it really comes from a tfisa of what is the world to me? What's my yachas to what's happening around me? Shalom Melech's yanika is the yanika from Misa, and his only choice is shavim mekabel gzar din or not mekabel gzar din, but changing it doesn't even come on the horizon. Because he's yoinik from those makaris. Chizkiah HaMelech was yoinik from Toiv. He heard it from a Navi Chai. He heard it from Navi Kamoini. The message of a Navi Chai is that you turn around and you say, Klach lecha nevoascha ben amitz. I take your nevo and get lost. Kach mekublag beis avi. As long as a person is living, there is no there is no stopping. And that's Chizkiah, it says in the Hemshech of the Neperek, an extraordinarily moving tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says, Chai Chai Kamoini Yaducha. Someone as living as me is the one that will praise you. In other words, the song wasn't a song of Chizkiah's Hoidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was the Hoidah of Chiyus itself. As long as a person is Chai, Then in the world of Chaim, nothing ever stands in the way and nothing's impossible. Shabbos.
On basis of what you said, why is the Indian of Misra more chal on Kohen than
the Because
the Kohen is on Kohen. But we also have the injunction of Tfilah, a vote in Tfilah.
Sure, but Kohanim are the etzim of avoda compared to us. And that's the
right. Support. But I thought you made a distinction, even though we don't. The base of Middle-ish is not
right.
Today,
right.
So and so.
I understand, but still, the Madrega state as there being the primary bali avoda applies to the primary over.
The other thing when you were saying about the Mishnah Brewer talking about what you do on Purim and so on, many people they guard it away to think of them ask for these people to be
Melech
Yosher, and that's.
But it does. The word Melech Yosher does say. I don't want to knock. I mean, people say the word, and it's Mekubal and Klal Yisrael. There must be something about it. But it's way too far. So, but the Mishmur does say about the davening by the mason. Yeah. Be careful. So maybe it's different sheet. I don't know. I was never.
I mean, those are.
Yeah.
Can we talk about avoda in terms of tefillah?
Yeah.
We find the same mostly by karbanos, so they can
library over here.
Change.
In other words,
right.
And where do you? I guess the
karbanos are called lechem hisham. It says just like food is the finest person. But the fact that chayim needs constant fuel because chiyus is a constant flux. It can't just live. You can't be born alive and stay alive. It needs a constant. Avoda is the bread, meaning it needs a constant influx to keep it going. It doesn't just stay static. And that's that.
I think
yes. It's a talmid, right? It's a talmid meiser. You need a constant pumping to keep the beer going. That's the hallmark of peace as well. A stone stays a stone forever unless something wears it down. A person needs to keep energize himself for us to something.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, but the person has to, whatever is shy of to the world, the person can do. You're supposed to plow a field, not supposed to roll, but
how can I get that on tape? You'd see LaBelle, who, he's talking about, he has the keys, I think.
think it is, but yeah, I think they have class later.
What?
I think they have share later.
They do.
Well, what time do they share?
I don't know. Hell,
what time do they share?
They're the base managers for like an hour and a half.
I know. When did they start share? Like,
as long as I get some out of it. Okay, we're not gonna start tomorrow. We're just talking.
What does he do when, like, you know, we're coming back?
Some people can go out and he really doesn't care, like Ross, Shua, Josh. Yeah, them. And then, if other people go out for a long time, he gets upset.
What's he doing? He's upset.
It's like, it's not good that you've been missing so much shit. You really should be in Gamora. You're missing a lot of learning. It's not good that. Yeah, I'm here too. Whose iPod is that?
Is that all
there's? Oh my god.
It's Artos. iPod sucks. He got that. That's so. Why would he buy that?
What?
Are those the iPods? Is that a microphone?
Yeah, he just recorded everything
that's
we just said.
Who did?
I don't know. But it's somebody's iPod.
Oh.
And it's still recording.
That's cool.
Hi.
You know,
okay.
You know what I know? So
I'm not telling you what my name is.
But you know what I know?
It's
so
not today.
It's he's probably not going to ever even notice because, like, who the heck is going to go through 52 minutes, now 53 minutes of what we just said?
I know.
Like,
it'd be really
be
funny, though, if
weirdo.
He, like, came and he's like, whoa.
Ooh, you know, that's a really good thing. I'm going to bring, someone can bring their MP3 and just put it in a random room and just hear
yeah,
all
and
the
record
conversation.
It. Yeah, it'd be so boring, though. Like, because half of it's just silence. Oh, Yaakov Nyman's sheet.
Yeah. Look at that Arcos, though. Is that color screens? If it is, that'd be cool. If it's not, it just sucks.
Arcos? What is it?
They're called Arcos.
I don't know what they are.
G-Mini. It's color, but there's no movies. Sucker.
iPods are cool. I think there's an old one, though.
Mine is just as much fun as an iPod, except if you know the new iPods, you have to plug it into a computer.
Not to play.
No, so. But to charge.
All iPods, yes.
Yeah, so I got an MP3 player.
It's worth.
I got a different MP3
it's
player.
Annoying because if you go on a trip or something, you can't.
Yeah, so that's why I got a different kind, and it plays more video formats. Do you know video formats, like DivX?
Yeah.
So iPad doesn't play DivX, one I got does. And it's also a nicer screen. There's more colors per.
I don't really care about watching movies as long as I can listen to music.
No, but
what
I.
What music do you listen to? Jewish music?
Yeah, but I have those.
Recorded.
Yeah, that's what we were actually talking about.
Yeah. We're like, yeah, this guy's got 53 minutes to record.